This podcast is made possible by the generous contributions from listeners just like you. If you have the means and you'd like to contribute, click on the link in the show description to go to my supporter page. Once you're there, it's completely up to you how much you'd like to give. There's no minimum and no maximum and no ongoing charges. Enjoy this episode and thanks for listening to the Saturday Quiz. Hi there. Welcome once again to the Saturday Quiz. I'm your host, John Leary. Each week, I'm joined by two guests who are effectively your proxies in attempting to arrive at the correct answers to the 10 questions from the quiz in the Saturday paper. As we all know, it has been a challenging 18 months to be a theatre practitioner. One minute you're playing to packed houses in the hottest ticket in town, the next you're doing absolutely nothing for 8 shows a week, followed by a period where you might be performing for 50% houses, which obviously means you only get half the laughs and half the applause. My guests this week have been experiencing these ups and downs as members of the cast of Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. One of them was an award-winning cabaret performer before taking the role of Delphi Diggory, and the other is a Best New Talent Logie nominee now strutting the stage as the grown-up Draco Malfoy. Welcome to the show, Gillian Cosgriff and Tom Wren.
Thank you, Johnny.
Well, I didn't know this about you, Tom Wren. I'm going to call you that at work all the time now.
I'm blushing, aren't I? I'm just
going red. Yep. Beetroot.
Tom Wren, yes, Best New Talent.
Best New Talent in like 2001. No, when was it? I don't know. It was a long time ago.
2012, I believe.
Oh, thank
who
you.
Who won? Do you know who won?
The guy from Home and Away.
Great. It's a cursed award, isn't it? You win it and you never do anything else.
Isn't that always the answer? Who won the Logie?
The guy from Home and Away.
The guy from Home and Away. What is he doing now? Is he...
He's doing very well.
Do you know? He's doing very well. You do actually know him?
I met him. I met him that night at the Logies, and I was like,
"Yeah, right."
You know that sort of thing where you meet another actor, and you're like, "I want to hate you, but yeah, God, you're so charming and lovely."
Yeah. What are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
You can't hate everyone that beats you to an award. Tell me, are you quiz takers yourselves?
I'm a big quiz taker.
Jill's a huge quiz taker.
You're a big quiz taker.
Yes.
I heard that you like to take the quiz. In the dressing room or
in the green room, yes.
In the green room.
Weekends, the excellent Connor Sweeney is our resident quiz master. He's one of our cast members.
Yeah.
And we do the super quiz and then we do the, we call it the dumb baby quiz for dumb babies.
What's the dumb baby quiz for dumb babies?
Sometimes we accidentally do the sports quiz and it takes about 5 questions before anyone's like, why are we doing so bad? Oh, wait a minute. We're actors.
Oh, that's funny. You'd be all right at the sports quiz.
Oh, I don't know.
You'd be better than us.
Maybe. Maybe in tennis.
Maybe. Yeah.
At the moment. Wimbledon, Ash Barty in the final. Very happy about that.
Oh, yeah. How about
very
that?
Very exciting.
Good honour.
No, Jill's quiz master. Like, she's running the green room daily. Not even
wow.
Just the weekend.
Is there an award for winning the quiz?
There are no awards. There is only glory. Oh, we quiz together as a unit.
Oh, I see.
There's no competition.
Yeah, right.
That would be
who's the
too
best?
Dangerous.
Who is quiz master? Who would be the best
who's
person?
Who's the best at the
yeah.
quiz?
Yeah.
Mm.
Or is it evenly spread?
It's me.
I chose.
Brilliant. That's what I want to hear. That is what I want to hear.
You're setting a dangerously high bar, which is not
yeah,
my
yeah,
MO.
We're, and we're going to test it right
no.
now. When I was in Shakespeare in Love, the stage version, seems like years ago, and we would do the quiz every show at the half. And I would award points and take points away and whatever. And whoever won would get an extra bow at the curtain call.
No.
And the audience obviously have no idea what's going on. We would just do like company bow,
oh,
and
that,
then
that
all
guy.
Indicate.
That guy gets another one.
This is very yeah. good.
And often it was, you know, no offense to him, it was Francis Greenslade, who was in the show, but it wasn't like he was like Shakespeare in the show.
Oh, I love this so much.
That's fantastic.
So he would get his little extra bow. Oh. My last question before we actually get into the questions. Do you think, Gillian, do you have a expert category?
I do. It is capital cities of the world.
Ooh.
Brilliant. Oh, no. I wish there was one. Yeah. I don't think there's one in here.
That's all right.
Oh, no. There's not a capital
that
city
means I
question.
Won't be required so we to can't prove test. It as much.
Yeah. What about you, Tom Wren? What do you reckon?
I was going to say geography, but like I haven't been anywhere for a long time.
Geography about how many places you've been?
Yeah. Okay, well, it's good. Just like, you know, when you're around a place, you're like, yeah, I remember going there.
I know where
there.
This is.
Yeah. But like that was in my early 20s. I haven't been anywhere for a decade. So I don't know
let's
anymore.
See how you go with the questions right after this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to The Saturday Quiz. I'm joined by Gillian Cosgriff and Tom Wren. They're going to start with question number one. And question number one is, the official motto for the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games is, I guess it's 2021 Tokyo Olympic Games now. Is it A, united by emotion, B, a new world, or C, all together?
Well, it can't be all together because they're not having anybody there. So if it was all together.
That would be ironic, wouldn't it?
They've changed that one.
A new world feels a bit socialist.
On the nose.
Yeah. Not that I'm not into that. Not that I don't love it.
But it doesn't quite sound like.
What was the first one? What was A? A sounded like a.
A was united by emotion.
Surely that sounds like something dreamed up by an ad agency that.
I don't know. I don't mind all together, though. It's simple. United by emotion.
United by emotion. It's
it does feel quite Japanese, movement. Like when you buy, like, I buy a lot of things from Daiso, and they always say things like, we may have a happy journey today, yes, like, which I really enjoy. Like, it's positive, but you don't fully understand what it means.
I think United by Emotion sounds like a tagline for a car commercial, and I reckon that's on brand.
All right. I trust you, Tom, right?
Lock it in?
Yep.
Lock in A.
It is A, United by Emotion. Very
away.
Well
oh,
done.
I love this. Okay, great.
Do you remember what the Sydney 2000 motto might have been?
Ooh, I don't remember the mottos. I remember the songs. 1992, Barcelona, Amigos, Para Siempre, what a banger. Lest we forget.
Brilliant.
Domingo, Sarah Brightman. Huge fan. It was on my Andrew Lee Weber CD, that's why.
See, I reckon there will probably be a United by Emotion song.
Yeah. Sydney 2000. Gosh.
Hang on, what was the song? What was the
I don't
song?
Know. Whatever Nikki Webster sang, I guess. Also, Vanessa Amorosi at that Open Games is fire.
Is she?
And people have been sleeping on her too long. She's a queen.
Wow.
What is it?
I'll have to
what
go back
it?
And look. It was, the Sydney 2000 motto was, it's quite a long one, the games of the new millennium share the spirit, dare to dream.
Pithy.
Oh, I remember Share the Spirit,
Do you
dare
remember
to
that?
Dream.
I remember share the spirit.
Oh.
I don't remember the dare to dream bit. Rio in 2016, which was the last Olympic Games that the world enjoyed, they chose a new world.
Oh
sneaky multiple choice.
Yeah, sneaky world. Multiple choice. And the current IOC president, Thomas Bach, has suggested adding, do you know the Olympic, like the actual Olympic motto?
No.
You know those three words?
Is nope. it French?
No, it's
in French it is.
We say it in English, but it originated in Latin. You know it. The faster, higher, stronger.
Is that a Kanye song?
Did you know
a
that?
Daft Punk song.
You didn't know that was the Olympic
no,
motto?
No, I didn't.
Faster, higher, stronger.
Ah.
How do you say it in Latin?
Yeah, faster, higher, stronger.
Give us your best Latin.
Bugger, I didn't have it. I don't have it in front of me.
Amat, amamos, amatus,
did you know? I didn't know this until
do you know?
A couple of years ago.
I just had to know how to conjugate to love. That's all I know in Latin from high school.
Great.
That helpful.
There used to be arts categories in the Olympics, like years and years and years ago. There used to be like painting and sculpting and architecture.
What?
Yeah, it's amazing.
No, you're crazy.
No, it's mind-blowing. When I found out, I was like, I want this to be a show. It's so fascinating. And there's only one man who managed to win one for arts and sports. He won like architecture and shot put or something like that. So great.
Have you ever seen chess boxing before?
No.
Have you seen chess boxing, Johnny Leary?
Chess boxing?
Yeah,
I have.
There's a sport of chess boxing. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah, play a move of chess, go out and box a round of boxing. Come back, play your second round of chess, go back, box around and box it.
I love this. Where was this in the Queen's Gambit?
Series 2,
she gets into chess boxing.
Yeah.
In Latin, it is sitius, ultius, fortius.
Oh, I like it.
Faster, cute. Higher, stronger. But the IOC president wants to add together to the end of that. Mm. So it'll be faster, higher, stronger. Together.
Well, that's nice. It just feels like everyone gets a trophy that way. It's a competition by definition. It's a bit Steiner school.
Steiner Olympics.
Question number 2. Who plays Aretha Franklin in the upcoming film Respect? And there's a bonus point for naming the Franklin song that begins, "You're no good, heartbreaker, you're a liar, and you're a cheat."
The answer is, of course, Jennifer Hudson.
Very well done.
Oh, the trailer straight off the bat looks so spicy. It looks so good. Is it Think?
No.
The song? Oh, it's not Think. You're a liar, energy. It's not Respect.
No.
Natural Woman.
Yeah, it's a bit. It's a bit more of a what do you call
B-side, left field.
Yeah, yeah.
No idea. Can't
no,
remember.
Nor me. No.
Do you know the tune?
I don't think so.
Can you sing it? Yeah. Please sing it, Johnny.
You're no good. Heartbreaker, you're a liar and you're a cheat.
Ooh, I like it.
I know.
Just enjoying.
Yeah, me too. Keep going, Johnny. Keep going.
Do you like that?
Yeah, it's good.
I feel like I don't know what it is. This
yeah,
is terrible.
Maybe you don't know.
No, maybe I don't know this. Or maybe I don't know the title.
It is "I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You."
Okay, I would never have got that.
No.
Can you sing that part?
And I never loved a man.
Oh yeah,
the way that I love you.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay.
Some good horns.
Yeah,
Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah,
Hudson.
Yeah,
very well done. You got that.
So excited.
Do you know who she played in Cats?
Yes, I do. My secondary specialty area is music theatre.
Yeah, I thought it might have been.
She's Grisabella, the glamour cat.
She is Grisabella.
Just iconic.
Is Cats as bad as everyone said it was?
Yes.
Okay.
The film is very, very strange. For multiple reasons. Even if you're like a Cats purist, it's weird that they're not doing like the Cats Corrie, which is so like choreography, like defined and revered. Yeah. I work as an accompanist. I play the piano. So years ago, I would quite often get called in to accompany the dance auditions for Cats. And it's one of my favorite gigs I've ever done because it's just like, it's like you go into a different world. It's like a cult. Like I would come out knowing the names of like minor cats that you shouldn't know the names of. And it's so, the casting is so specific to people's like body types and energies that I would like walk out of the room on my lunch break and be like, I mean, you know, Jess is great, but she's got such a Bumby energy and a Victoria body. What are you going to do? Like, just become this person that knew too much about cats. It's the best.
Wow.
Yeah,
I love
it's a
that.
Real treat.
All right, question number 3. What, beginning with E, is the name for a series of dots that indicates an intentional omission of a word or section of a text without altering its original meaning?
Tom Rand.
Julian Cosgrove.
Et cetera. I thought you knew. I thought you said it at the same time.
No. I thought we were looking for like what the dot, dot, like what that.
Oh no, I know what that is too. Yes, it's not et cetera. It's
Is the answer, is it et cetera?
It's an ellipsis.
It is an ellipsis.
There we go. Good.
Yeah.
Ellipsis. Well done.
Great.
It is ellipsis, which comes from the ancient Greek meaning falling short or left out.
Oh. That's quite different to higher, faster, stronger together.
It is.
Projected Olympic slogans.
Just 3 dots.
Falling short or left out, or as we call it, bronze.
The Ellipsis Award.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
All right, question number 4. Who was the first person to be awarded 2 Nobel Prizes?
Ooh.
Mm.
Not Obama.
Okay.
Just got the one.
Okay. Are you disappointed in him? Very, what are you saying about like this? Do you expect more?
I'm listening already. I'm going to sleep with his audiobook at the moment.
Is it very soothing?
Oh, such a soothing cadence.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, it's beautiful. I have no idea what it's about. It's just sends me to sleep. It's just like a lullaby.
Yeah.
He got the Nobel Peace Prize, yeah.
He did, yeah.
Very early
on. I mean, you've got your Einstein, right?
Sure.
Sure, if you're into that, if that's your thing.
If you think it's worth anything.
Yeah.
Is it two of the same kind? Is it like a double piece?
Ah, very good question. Only four people and two organisations have won multiple Nobel Prizes. The first person, which is the person that we're looking for, won them in two different categories. Two science categories, but two different science categories.
Oh. Physics and chemistry.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly right. And
in
that order, in fact.
Year 10, so.
Yeah.
Physics and chemistry.
So this person won, they shared the 1903 Nobel Prize in physics.
They shared it?
They shared it, which means that, you know, they won it with a couple of other people for the same discovery, I guess. But then they won this award, the Nobel Prize for Chemistry, in 1911 on their own. For something they did by themselves.
Ooh, so it's early too.
It is early.
Is it someone we know? Is it like big deal famous scientists?
Yeah.
Okay.
Doing my research into them, they should be more famous, I reckon.
But not Einstein.
But you've definitely heard of this person.
Not your Marie Curie?
It is.
Oh,
your
great.
Marie Curie.
Okay, do you want
very
to know
well that? Done.
Okay, this is how I know this. This
how
is
do you
very
know that?
Stupid information. My family, obviously, I grew up in the 90s, a lot of VHS tapes, a lot of movies taped from TV, including Young Einstein, starring Yahoo Serious.
No. Oh, one of the greats.
In which he gets to know all these inventors and he has this sort of like dalliance with Marie Curie. It confused me for years because in it, Young Einstein grows up on an apple farm in Tasmania and I didn't know for a long time if that was true.
That wasn't real?
And sometimes I am still confused.
That is quite funny that's how you know who Marie Curie is.
That's a great guess.
Just however you get there, it doesn't matter.
Because she is a powerhouse. She's absolutely amazing. Incredible. Do you know where she was born?
Tasmania on an apple farm?
That's incorrect.
Oh.
She's not born in Paris, is she?
No, because she's not French.
No. Is it Belgium?
It's not Belgium. I'll give you a clue. She named one of the elements that she discovered after the country of her birth.
Oh, gosh.
That's a tricky clue.
Damium. And,
in fact, she won the 1911 Nobel Prize in Chemistry for the discovery of this element and radium.
Is it Europe? It's somewhere in Europe, right?
It is somewhere in Europe, yeah.
Okay.
Somewhere in Eastern Europe.
Ooh.
Start naming geography.
I'll give you the name of the
Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Belarus.
The element is named polonium.
Oh, Poland.
Poland.
Poland, yeah.
There you go. Wow.
She was born in Poland. Question number 5. Which sports jersey number links Michael Jordan, Lance Franklin, Shane Warne, and David Beckham?
Number 23.
Number 23, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I knew that, but I just wanted Tom to have a
Thank
go.
Thank you. My sports masculinity was on the line there. Oh. Jordan.
Yeah, how about that?
I know what sports all of those men play, and that feels like an achievement, to be honest.
Good for you.
Do you want to run me through? What does Michael Jordan play?
That's basketball. But and also baseball, right?
Yeah, yes. Also baseball, yeah.
Did you watch the doco? Did you see the...
I have not, astonishingly, during our busy 8-show week, I have not had the time.
No, this was during lockdown. This was during lockdown. Oh, okay. It was on, like, the world watched this show. What was it called, Leary?
The Last Dance.
Last Dance.
Oh, I did what... No, my partner watched it and I kept ducking in and being actually very mesmerised. It was fascinating.
It was awesome.
It was really good. Very well done. Number 23 links all those sportsmen. You what?
I played tennis against Shane Warne once.
Okay. All right. Tell me about that.
Settle in, kids.
Yeah, it was like it was when Winners and Losers was on, and we got invited to like Kyung Tennis to come. I played Blair McDonough and I played opposite Shane Warne and Pat Cash, and all I can say is that I got one serve in past Pat Cash. I didn't ace him, but he didn't hit it back into the court. And I will hold on to that for the rest of my life.
Wow, that is actually something.
I think I went home and I told my old man that I played against Pat Cash and Shane Warne. I think he's never been prouder. He's like, he's like, this is a ridiculous career you've chosen, but that may have made up for
it.
Unfortunately,
wow. Did you get a couple past Warne?
Do you know, Warne's amazing. He is like the proper... I imagine he plays every single sport well.
Yeah.
He was phenomenal at tennis. He was, yeah, he was great. Tanya Zeta was also there. She was in the match. Not so good at tennis.
Tanya Zeta from Who Dares Wins?
That's the one.
Iconic. Huge. I don't know why you didn't open with that. I didn't need to hear about all these men. This is what I'm interested in.
Well, on that note, I think we need to take a little break. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to The Saturday Quiz. My guests today are Gillian Cosgriff and Tom Wren. They're up to question number 6. In which country was Lutheranism founded?
I know this, I think.
Yes.
It's Germany, right?
It is Germany.
Yeah.
Very well done.
Thank you, Catholic school, for teaching us about other religions, but only from the point of Catholicism.
Well, yeah. Well, Martin Luther was Catholic. Until he went, hang on, this isn't going so well. You guys are doing it wrong. This is how we should be doing it.
Yeah.
And the Catholic Church went, you're out of here. And he birthed Lutheranism.
Mm. Yeah, I feel like we watched a too many part doco about this at school.
To warn you.
Possibly with Lutheranism? Peter Postlethwaite as Martin Luther, or someone who looked very much like him.
Oh, I think there was a Luther movie. Do you know who played it?
No, who is it?
What's his name? Fiennes.
Ray Fiennes.
No, the other one.
Ralph Fiennes.
Joseph Fiennes.
Voldemort.
Joseph Fiennes.
Oh, Joseph Fiennes.
Not the Qantas Fiennes.
Shakespeare in Love, extra bound for the quiz Fiennes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ties back in, see?
Yeah. All together.
All together.
United by emotion. And the Fiennes brothers, obviously.
All right. Question number 7. In chess, how many pieces does each player start a game with?
Ooh.
And I believe it's the same for chess boxing as well.
Hang on, I can work it out.
You've got king, queen.
King, queen.
Two bishops.
Two rooks.
Two horses. Knights. And then that many pawns. 16?
16 is the right answer. Very well done.
Counting
and
on
nicely
your
worked out.
Counting on your fingers.
Either of you chess players? Not particularly.
No. I think I would get too caught up in the... I would get in too deep.
Yeah.
It would be too much for me. I would get too stressed.
Oh, you think you might be too good at chess?
No, I don't think I'd be too good.
I've just got too much on. I can't be a chess grandmaster as well.
I think I would just be too, like... A good indicator of my anxious brain is that I spend a lot of time planning for, like, possible bad outcomes.
Oh.
Literally, last night on stage, I thought... What if George didn't come into this scene? Like, I just planned for an actor to not come in. Yeah, and I was like, well, I could probably say some of his dialogue and then I could go and get him, or I could just say, and now we'll go and find out. And then we could all leave. Like, I did this during the scene in my brain.
How long have you been doing this show?
Too long.
Has that happened yet?
No, of course it hasn't.
But you've got contingencies just in case.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot going on.
So this means that you'll either be excellent at chess. Like, you would be a grandmaster. Or you wouldn't even make a move.
No, yeah. Because I'd be like, if I move that, well, you'll just do that and I'll lose. Like, I'm just completely paralyzed. Yeah. I'll be good at the boxing, though, because I've got a lot of rage. So. Swings and roundabouts.
Okay.
Literally.
Okay, question number 8. Who created the Vitruvian Man drawing?
Da Vinci.
Da Vinci, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you Bingo. Know this from the same obscure movie I know it from?
I just know it from the T-shirt that I have.
Oh. So cool.
Yeah.
What do you know it from?
This is another indicator of my childhood. I know this from Hudson Hawk. Which is a movie so bad that Bruce Willis is so ashamed of that once an interview asked him about it, he punched them. No, it's not. It's so great.
I love this movie.
Yeah, I have it on
DVD. I love Hudson Hawk.
Yeah, it's wonderful and very strange.
Yeah.
Never saw it.
You never saw it.
It's like a pre-Da Vinci Code, Da Vinci Code.
No, I thought I'd seen every Bruce Willis film.
Tom Randall. It's great. We must watch it. It's
I don't know.
Is this pre-Die Hard? Pre-Die Hard.
No.
It's not?
No, it's post-Die Hard. It's post the first Die Hard. And that's why they were like, this is going to kick goals.
Yeah.
Big time. But it was, at the time, it was the biggest flop that had ever been made. Because it was a very expensive film.
Pre-Waterworld.
Yeah, pre-Waterworld.
Nowhere near as bad a film as they make it out to be.
Well, that's how I feel about Hudson Hawk.
This is the same about Hudson Hawk, I think. Danny Aiello as his offsider.
Yes, Sarah Bernhardt and who's the tall man? Is he a William? No, Richard E. Grant.
Oh.
Richard E. Grant.
Very camp villains.
Yeah.
Andy McDowell as an undercover nun.
Oh, that's
a lot going on.
All right. I loved it.
Vitruvian Man.
Vitruvian Man. Da Vinci. Bruce Willis.
Vitruvian Man. Da Vinci. Question number 9. In the United States, is an elementary school a primary school or a secondary school?
Trick question, surely.
A primary school, right? Elementary school and then middle school?
Yeah. It's not a trick question.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay.
Babysitter's
Don't be so scared.
All right.
You got it. All right, we're up to the final question.
All right.
Hey.
You ready?
Yep.
Here it is. Question number 10. Who is Australia's Home Affairs Minister?
Oof.
How's your politics?
I mean, I'm just mad about it. I don't retain a lot, just residual anger.
Home Affairs portfolio. Why can't I? I'm usually pretty good at this. It's not the Foreign Affairs, Home Affairs. Home Affairs. The Home Affairs is what? Is looking after what?
Just like the dishwasher.
Yarning.
It's just about bins mostly.
Yeah.
What day is bin day? It's your whole portfolio.
It takes care of the recycling.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to say Canavan. Is he still around?
Matt Canavan. No. It is not Matt Canavan.
Okay.
Greg Hunt.
No. It is not Greg Hunt.
Probably for the best.
I'll give you a clue. It is a female.
Yeah. Michaela Cash.
No, she's the AG.
Oh.
I just didn't think there were more than one woman.
No,
I was
doing the same, going, there's, oh, no, I can see her face.
K-A are her initials.
Ooh, Cash.
And she was only made Home Affairs Minister.
Oh, no, this is the, no, this is not Reynolds. I was thinking of Reynolds.
No.
The Higgins case. I thought we were going.
Yeah, no, it's not her.
It's not her.
Kate. Kylie.
No, a dismissive white lady's name.
Oh, Karen.
Karen.
Atkins, Atwood, Anderson.
The same surname as the Victorian Premier.
Oh, Karen Andrews.
Karen Andrews
is her name.
Great. Well, thanks for filling out the bins, Karen. Much appreciated. Wednesday is a great night for me. I don't forget when it's on a Wednesday, so it's really helpful.
So the modern iteration of the Home Affairs portfolio was created in 2017 by the Turnbull government, and Peter Dutton was the first minister to hold that portfolio. Right. Exactly. But Karen Andrews was made Home Affairs Minister in the reshuffle in March of this year, with Dutton moving to, do you know?
Military.
Defence. Yeah.
Defence.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a good indicator of the pandemic that my brain just went, when was March? Have we had March already? Oh, good. Was that good? Okay, great.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take one more break and we'll be right back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Gillian Cosgrove, Tom Wren. Thank you both so much for doing the quiz.
Thanks, Johnny.
Thanks for having us.
You did very well.
We did all right.
We did all right. right.
Yeah.
I think you did really well.
In the green room, I might
come into the quiz in the green room on Saturday.
Oh, what do you mean, Tom? You don't do it?
No, I stroll the streets and go and get pasta at Pellegrini's and, you know.
Scowl at people.
Scowl at people, that's right. Like a pirate.
Yeah. Brilliant. And you obviously have shows. Are you back to...
We're back to 75% audience, I think.
75%? That's pretty good.
And then
from this weekend.
This weekend. And then hopefully, you know, not too long after that.
Back to 100. I haven't seen it yet. I very much want to. You do the two shows on Saturday, right?
Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
Thursday
night
we do part one. Friday night we do part two.
Right.
So, yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
Come on a Saturday.
I will. Absolutely.
They're in between.
Do it all. So nice to do the quiz with you both. So nice to meet you, Gillian.
You too.
Break legs.
Thanks, mate.
Beautiful.
Cheers, mate.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Saturday Quiz Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to my guests, Gillian Cosgriff and Tom Wren. For those playing along at home, the man who beat Tom to the most popular new male talent Logie Award in 2012 was Stephen Peacock. Steve, if you're listening, give me a call and I'll get you onto the show. If you happen to be in Melbourne and you can get tickets to see Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, then you absolutely should go. And if you can't get tickets to that, there is lots of other theatre that you can go to. All the arts have suffered terribly in the last year and a half, but theatre and music and live events that need high audience numbers to stay alive really have struggled. Not every out-of-work actor can make a podcast. Thanks to those of you who support me to make this podcast. I'm truly very grateful. My name's John Leary, and I'll have more questions for you same time next week.